Hi, and welcome back, you little juicy grapelets, to another episode of Dollar Store Grape Juice.
Today's temperature for September 20th, we have a high of 85 degrees and a low of 69.
And it's very important that everyone here knows that my level on Manchington Mansion is 1,612.
Yes, I feel like our viewers aren't getting the adequate Michelle experience without knowing what level you're on.
Yeah, well, if you want to keep up with me, Manchington Mansion released teams, and I made a team. It's called Whale Party. If you play Manchington Mansion, join Whale Party. There's only me and this other guy. His name is A. So I think he's going to murder me, Pretty Little Liar style.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Speaking of whales, we had whale crackers last episode, but today for our spread we have the same crackers that we had in episode 1.
No, these are different from episode 1.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't remember episode 1, if
episode
I'm being honest.
Episode 1s were the big rectangle ones. These are like pepper.
What? Okay. We also have chocolate, like normal chocolate.
Lindor.
Some weird chocolate that I'm scared to try.
This one?
Yeah, it's sour cherry and chili.
Yeah, that sounds gross. I'm not eating that.
I know. And we also have popcorn, so I guess you could say we're kind of balling out of control.
And our sparkling grape juice for this episode is from Welch's. It's a classic red grape, medium body. There's no tannins, because it's not real wine.
This is a good flavor. I have not had a red in a hot second.
I know, we had Moscato the last two. That was not very good, but this is very sweet. It's very elegant.
Sparkling red grape, it's just... it's just such a classic to get back to, and I miss it every time. And when I drink it, it's like I'm home again.
Every Christmas, my goal is to drink 2 bottles by myself, because...
that's amazing.
I know, right? I'm just so great. I love sparkling grape juice, and that's why we started this podcast.
Our technical director said he would bring snacks today, and you know what he brought, Michelle?
What did he bring?
He brought candy apples to a podcast. How are we supposed to eat candy apples and talk to our audience at the same time?
I don't really like candy apples normally. I just don't care, and I don't care about our technical director's opinion at all.
Yeah, so. Like, sticky hands is not something I want to endure because I hate it.
Yeah. So, Devin, you can't touch Grace for the remainder of the night, so good luck with that.
It's okay. We've only been dating for, like, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. I'm really proud of you guys.
Thank you. It's been a rough 3 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, moving on to childhood stories, we decided to let you guys get to know us better.
Yeah.
So we're gonna say one childhood story.
Me or you start?
You should start.
So mine is, not clickbait, how my neighbor almost drowned me. Not almost. Well, no, wait, that implies that she actually killed me. No, it was almost. So, I think I was, like, 7, and we had one of those, like, weird inflatable pools in the backyard that everybody puts in, and the water is freezing cold, and they hate it. Mm-hmm. And so I was there, hanging out alone with my mom, because I had no friends at the time. Aww. But I was like, you know what? I can invite my neighbor over. Her name was...
Redacted.
Her name was Redacted. Her name was Anthony Bragg. So anyway, Redacted comes over, and I'm like 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there, and my mom's like, oh, I've used the Wiz Palace. She does not say Wiz Palace. That's in my mind. That's how it went. So my mom goes inside to go to the bathroom, and, you know, I'd actually been taking swim lessons at this time, and I was so proud of it. So I go to do, one of the swim things where, like, you do the swimming, but it's, like, actual movements.
Yeah.
And this girl takes my head and she, like, shoves it underwater.
Oh, my God.
And she, like, holds it there, and her hands are, like, tangled in my hair because it was really long at the time. And she's, like, shoving me down, and my face is in, like, the inflatable plastic.
Oh, my God. And, like,
and then my mom comes out in the middle of this, and she's, like, what in the dickens? So, like...
Vicky!
So we kick the girl out of the pool, and my mom goes to her house, and she's like, did you know your daughter tried to drown my daughter? And then the mom was kind of done, because she had, like, 7 or 8 kids, but, like, and 2 of them are expelled from high school. One of them was expelled out of, like, some military thing, so she did not care. She's like, oh, I'm gonna, like, get her in trouble. But then she continued to make chaos for us, like, shoving me off the monkey bars.
Wow. keeping in the spirit of pools, I'll share a quick one. Because I don't remember a lot from my childhood.
Me either.
Because I repress everything. Anyways, so I have a pool, and so my older brother, Matt, was teaching this one kid, like, how to swim in our pool for Boy Scouts or something, because my brother Matt was just so amazing.
I have a picture of him as a Boy Scout in my room.
Oh, that's weird. Anyways.
You gave it to me.
I have a knot in my hair. Anyways, look at this. So we were in the pool, right, and, like, I couldn't swim, and I was wearing a life jacket, sitting on the steps, and I was having a really boring time because, like, no one was playing with me. And then back then, there were these little, like, fishes for the pool that were, like, pretty, like, the size of a piece of paper, and they were plastic, and then you would turn them on and they'd just swim in the pool.
I love those.
Yeah, so I was playing with one of those, and I got mad at Matt, my brother, because he wasn't playing with me, so I threw it at his head. And I think he got mad. And that's all I remember. I don't know what happened after that.
Did Matt drown?
No. He was teaching someone how to swim. Of course he knew how to swim.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I've been thinking about a childhood story all day, and I couldn't come up with one, and that's the one I shared, so.
This topic was your idea.
I know, right? Anyways, let's move on to our daily Taylor Swift song.
Weekly.
Weekly, sorry. We decided to choose Daylight. Track 18 from the newest album, Lover.
We did listen to it on the way here, and, like, I couldn't exactly, like, I wasn't sure what Taylor Swift song I had in mind for this week, but just hearing it, I knew we made the right decision.
Yes, I think Daylight, I know all the words. Even at the end, there's a little spoken part. Know the words to that, too.
And the spoken part is so nice, because it's the last song in the album, and it's, like, I don't know. It's a good piece.
Yes. I love, it's a great closer for the album, because now it's like, I see the light, and I don't care about the drama of the past. And it's a softer song. I think it works really well with the album. My sister, Amanda, she doesn't like the spoken part at the end, because she, quote-unquote, doesn't get it. And we don't like her for that.
You know who we don't like, also?
Who?
Erica Danker. Erica Danker, if you are listening, we have heard you talking mad shorts
about Taylor Swift, and that is not acceptable, okay? Erica, what music do you listen to? Weird shanties. Treasure Island is over, okay? Why did you buy that song on iTunes? Nobody cares anymore. Erica, you wasted your money.
She goes home and she listens to the Endgame soundtrack by herself in her room.
Yeah.
And she's like, I remember seeing this movie. And it's just like the Thanos music over and over. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah. Erica, instead of listening to Endgame the movie, you should listen to Endgame by Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Step on my level. I know all the words to the rap. All of them.
That was a really good segue. Endgame to Endgame.
Yeah, I know.
I love that.
I'm just such a major Swifty fan. And I protect Taylor Swift. So, Erica Danker, if I see you in the hallways, be afraid. Okay, moving on to a lighter note, we're going to talk about,
this is a thing he came up with earlier, because, okay, so I was, very concerned with this earlier, because I was playing The Sims, and,
I love The Sims.
I was trying to pick out, like, one of those, like, big fancy ball gowns for myself. And I didn't know what color my dress would be if I was a Disney princess. And I was hoping you had some thoughts on that for me. Because, you know, I've had some troubles lately, but I think that's the one I need the most advice on.
Yeah. Well, starting with Grace's hair, it's, I'm gonna touch it. It's, like, more of a brown now with, like, hints of red and little blonde highlights. So you'd want to match it to something. Okay. Your eyes are like, hazel.
Yeah. Well, if I had to, like, I don't really look like any of the princesses, but I'm probably closer to Belle, so I was thinking, like, a yellow, but more of, like, a darker yellow than, like, the bright banana yellow she has. But also yellows, I don't know how I would feel about that.
I don't know. I feel like your face structure, like, your face is very, it's warm colors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you'd want to break that up.
Okay.
I would think more like a light green.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tiana.
Okay.
Or like a blue, like Cinderella. I think you'd look good in blue.
I hadn't honestly considered like green, but you know, I do love Cinderella. when I saw the live action, I started crying, but... See, I was watching it at the neurologist's office because they, like, scanned my brain because it took so long. I'd, like, watch movies in there. And the lady came in to check on me, and I was just sobbing over Cinderella.
Aww.
And it kind of made the brain scan look weird, and she was like, do you want to talk about it? And I was like, they're just so happy together.
Oh,
but it was really cute.
That's very cute.
Thank you. Do you want to know what dress you would be?
Yeah.
Red Taylor Swift.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we're gonna decide, because last time we realized that we're not friends, because we met, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do a friendship test on the podcast.
Yeah. Live here. So, we have some questions ready, and, I mean, if you see a question that you think I don't know, why don't you, call it out.
Does your best friend prefer a dress or a skirt?
I think you prefer a dress.
That's correct.
Thank you.
It's just easier to wear.
What annoying trait, if any, does your best friend have?
Like, that I think you have, or
yes, that you think I have?
Well, recently, you've been leaving me on red. And I don't know if you're doing it intentionally or not. So I guess like that, maybe.
I've been leaving a lot of people on red. Sorry, everyone listening.
Is that including our technical director?
That does include our technical director and our producer and everyone I've ever met.
Oh, okay.
Does your best friend take any medications? Yeah, you take allergy meds.
Yeah, I also take acne pills.
That's really cool.
They taste like mints. It's really gross in my tea.
Do contacts count as medications?
No.
But it's like, it helps you with something.
No, it's like saying like glasses count as medication.
Does your best friend prefer rock or country?
You prefer rock.
Yeah, but you, like, it really depends on the Taylor album.
Yeah. I also like Carrie Underwood sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Does your best friend have a credit card? No, but you have a debit card.
Yeah, and I'm really cool for it. My number is,
Nope. what is your best friend not very good at? What am I not good at?
Not talking over me. And, not being subtle. Like, if you're mad at me...
Yeah, because you're my best friend.
Aww.
That's good to hear. I want you to know so you can fix it so we can start being friends again.
Thank you. That's very hot.
But if you're someone like, Callum, then, I won't go to your birthday party and I won't give you a reason why until you read off of Grace's text the reason why I didn't go.
Like, 2 months later.
Yeah, and the reason why I didn't go to Callum's birthday party was because he talked shit about Taylor Swift. So I hung out with Amanda instead.
So I looked at, like, a bunch of friendship quizzes when I was doing this, yeah. And all of them were, like, what size shoe does your best friend wear? And, like, I don't even know what shoe size I wear.
I think I'm a 6.
I'll keep that in mind. I'm, like, a 7 or an 8.
Has your best friend ever had a surgery? I definitely have. I think you probably have had...
Brain. What did you have a surgery for?
Okay. It was in my elbow. I broke my elbow. You can see the pin marks.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say belly button.
Oh, God, no. I hate that. Anyways, I was dancing on a table, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped off the table and landed on my elbow and broke it.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, and then my parents weren't home. It was just my siblings, and my siblings sent me to bed. So I was just laying in bed on one side of my body, mm-hmm. you know, and crying in pain because my elbow was fucking broken. Sorry, wait, Devin, can you blurt out the F word? Because my dad... What if my dad watches this?
Good for him.
Good, just... Here, block over that whole thing. Do you want me to record it? Fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's, like, the time, like, one time I, like, fell down the stairs in my basement.
Yeah?
And, like, I cut my leg open, like, really
on
a Lego.
But, like, on a Lego? Grant, what are you doing?
So I just kind of laid at the bottom of the stairs bleeding for, like, 10 minutes because I, like, didn't think my parents were home. And now there's a very big scar on my leg.
Oh.
So that's not a surgery, but that's just a fun story of... me being, dumb. When and how did you two meet each other?
Elementary school.
elementary school.
Same class.
In second grade. But you did come to my birthday party when I was in kindergarten, before we met.
Wait, really? The movie theater?
The movie theater.
I thought we knew each other by then.
No, I didn't go to Bel Graham.
Then how did I get invited?
Grant Peterson.
Really?
My brother invited you to his birthday party when we were in kindergarten.
Grant invited me to his birthday party? Oh my god, I just remember when we finished the movie theater, the other girl, she had one of those kiddie, like, popcorns that they give, where it's like popcorn, a drink, and like a fruit snack, and she was bringing it into your car, and your mom was like, I don't normally allow
food. No, that was
food.
Fifth grade. I'm talking about kindergarten.
Oh. I don't remember anything from
fifth grade, though. You did come to my movie birthday party again. No, kindergarten, that was whack, because, like, I didn't realize you were invited until, like...
Dude, I don't remember anything from kindergarten.
Well, we talked about this once.
Okay.
Is there an expression or phrase your best friend says often? Do I say anything a lot? Like, repeat myself?
You've gotten better. You've stopped saying this so much, but you used to say you have a concussion a lot. Also, that you're bisexual.
Yes.
And that you're depressed. So it's really like your three go-tos. But ever since you started dating Devin, I realized that you don't say those things anymore.
Thank you.
So that's the only good thing that Devin's done in the relationship. Go, Devin.
Where do we choose to go on vacation together?
I don't know.
Where would we go? Like, we wouldn't go anywhere. We'd just go to your basement and play Minecraft.
Frick yeah. No, we'd go to, like, I feel like we'd go somewhere with nice views and then just play Minecraft.
Yeah.
In front of, like, a window.
We can go to, like, one of those, like, weird islands with, like, no people on it.
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
Yeah.
Also, I just like how that sounds, and then we can just play Minecraft out there.
Or those, I saw this video of human evolution where, like, this village was just in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, like, those people there were stronger swimmers than normal people who lived on continents.
That's something, isn't it?
Okay. I think that's enough of the friendship quiz. The results are that we're not friends, and I'm closer to,
nobody. Yourself.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, eye doctor. Yesterday I went to the eye doctor and he dilated my eyes for the first time and it was kind of like scary.
Oh? You hadn't had your eyes dilated before?
No, I had to wear these sick sunglasses and like
I couldn't bite this really... cracker. It's gonna be loud.
Oh, wow, that was good. I could barely see what I was texting, but
this is
I
not a good
continued
cracker.
To text. You said before this started, you're like, I love these crackers.
Because I thought they were different crackers.
Yeah.
It just tastes like dry. Like, I'm eating cardboard, but somebody sprinkled too much pepper on it.
Yeah, that's... What do you think all this black stuff is?
Well, I know. It's just very on brand for Devin to buy something very bland, but just pepper. How did, your trip to Carthage go? Because I know we talked about that last episode.
Yeah. So, Carthage, it's a beautiful, beautiful campus by the water.
Mm-hmm.
But once you step into the buildings, there's, like, nothing going on.
Uh-oh.
So it wasn't really my favorite place. It's also really small, and I realized I kind of want an urban setting for my college, I think. But my mom loved it, and she really wants me to go, but I don't want to go, so I don't think I'm going to go there. But I'll still apply.
Okay. So I don't know where to go. It's like, oh wait, I already talked about my troll bridge plans last episode.
Yeah.
Do you want some kettle corn?
Yeah. So, I think this last few minutes of our podcast, we should be spending, some time addressing our fans, because
right.
Our fans are very important. Our biggest fan,
we've actually had a lot of support on our Instagram lately, which I think has been really cool. We're at, like, follow us, by the way, at Dollar Store Grape Juice, all lowercase, no spaces or anything.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, our biggest fan is Jillian. She promotes the store so much. Mm-hmm. This is a store now. We're going to sell merchandise. but thank you, Jillian Antolano, for sponsoring us.
Check out our merch at target.com/... I just really love Target, sorry.
Oh, okay. So these are our statistics. Our pilot episode got 46 plays, which is really great. Thank you for everyone who listened. And then our second episode got 22.
So somebody out there is pretty fake. Although it might have been that the 46 listens were just Callum.
Yeah.
Because that's something he would do.
To be honest, I just listened for the sound bites mm-hmm. that Devin puts in at the beginning, and then I stopped listening.
Well, can I give a shout out to @CJ or CG for commenting on our Instagram?
So good with the hand emojis. I love those hand emojis.
I know. And I have forgotten to respond to both of these, but Ella Sombrella Ella has said, how is this real?
It's real, baby. 100% natural on American soil. This is a real podcast.
It's real because we have a mic and we talked into it and then we put it on Spotify.
We need more pictures because we can't just keep doing the same two pictures over and over again.
Yeah, I know. We'll post on our Instagram once we do something significant with our lives.
Yeah.
So I think now is the time we can, maybe kind of address the other people who do work on this podcast, such as you and me. Oh, right, Callum.
Callum
is our producer, and,
he's really excited to come on.
And Devin is our technical director. The tea about Devin today is he came to school wearing,
your bra,
sweatpants, a sweatshirt, and a scarf. When it's about in the 70s. So I think there might be something wrong with him.
Yeah, Devin, do you want to explain yourself? Like, why did you leave a house like that?
Well, red is the blood of angry men. It is also the color of a grape.
Get out!
The color!
Get out! Get
the
out!
The color is not the issue. It's the issue of how ridiculous you look in the middle of, like,
get out!
It's also the color of the sparkling grape juice.
We are now accepting applications for a new technical director. You need, no certifications, as our current technical director has none.
They're really laughing about something. Was it because we just yelled and it's really loud?
Yeah, the spikes, like, hit the top of this job.
Yeah,
so we have 3 episodes, which is the minimum requirement to go on Apple Podcasts. So if you want us to, if you want us to put it on Apple Podcasts, then we're going to make an Instagram post about it and just
comment on
it. Is
that the purple app that's on my iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Guys, we should do that.
Yeah. Also, if you want to be a guest next episode, comment. We're going to do another guest post and just comment your name.
And we'll think about it, but it depends on...
we've got a few people in mind.
What you said to us in the past about Taylor Swift, and if it was positive, negative, and how often you've said positive things.
So that means, Erica Dinker, you're not coming on this podcast for a while.
Alright, that's all we have to
say. Erica Dinker is our last
resort.
We'll
let you guys continue.
No, wait. Yeah, Erica.
She can handle it.
I was thinking about somebody else, but... I think he knows I'm talking to him right now, but I think we've dragged him quite a bit so far.
I want to talk about Jillian Antolano again.
Okay.
Jillian is my best costume crew today. We've had a little bit of rough patches in the past, because mm-hmm. it's a very stressful show that we're working on. But yesterday, I called her, and we talked for 44 minutes about random things, and we rebuilt our bond as friendships.
I love that. I'm proud of you guys.
And then we went to Starbucks, so now we're BFFs again.
Can I ask what you got at Starbucks?
I feel like Starbucks is too prestigious for me, so I just ordered, you know how they have big pictures on the thing?
Yeah.
Of their new drinks? So I ordered one of those. I think it was, salted caramel mocha frappuccino. Yeah.
I ordered a, like, mango dragon fruit thing earlier today, but I felt ridiculous saying it. And it's mango dragon fruit, but it was, like, a bright pink. And every fiber of my being was confused by that.
Oh, yeah. Same, like, pink drinks. Like, they put strawberries in them, and they're pink. But they don't taste like strawberries.
Yeah. Like, Starbucks is just... She's that girl, you know?
Yeah.
She's not like the other girls.
No.
And she carries a ukulele around, you know?
Yeah. And has flower crowns and wears shirts with pastel dinosaurs. But I think that this week has been a fun week.
We've covered some important topics, you know, Taylor Swift, Erica Dinker, the fact that we aren't friends.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Devin and I now dating for, how long has it been?
Well, 3 minutes plus 20-something minutes, so like 26
About
minutes.
2 hours.
I forgot to carry the 20. So, Thank you again, Juicy Grapelets, for all your support. We really care about you 20-something mm-hmm. viewers, or maybe 40. I don't really know.
It really depends, but we appreciate you listening. And
oh, my brother listens to this, so Matt Jolly, Dr. Jolly, thanks for listening.
Shout out to you, Matt. You're cool.
Yeah, cooler than Willie, because I don't think he listens to it.
Sorry I made fun of you behind your back once, because you said something about Taylor Swift. We're cool now.
Yeah, we're cool. Okay.
All right. Bye, everyone.